WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Israeli Security Cabinet has accepted the ceasefire deal with Hamas. It now just needs full ratification from the government. It would go into effect Sunday. ABC's Ian Panel has the latest from Tel Aviv.
A war ravaged Gaza. A ceasefire can't come soon enough.
Israeli airstrikes raining down on the strip since the agreement was announced, killing more than 100, according to the Hamas-run health authority.
The deal would see the release of 33 hostages, the first three taking place on Sunday. The Supreme Court could rule today on whether the law that bans TikTok in the U.S. can go into effect Sunday, but the Biden administration says they do not plan to enforce a ban, and President-elect Trump's incoming national security advisor says there are plans in place to keep TikTok from going dark. The president commuted the sentences of almost 2,500 nonviolent drug offenders and better weather conditions, giving Southern California residents and firefighters a reprieve. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ahlen. Democrats in the Wisconsin legislature have announced their first bill package of 2025. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer said the Lowering Costs, Improving Lives bill package would lower the cost of housing, groceries, and prescription drugs for Wisconsinites and help uplift working families and seniors. The Department of Health Services confirms a pediatric flu death in Wisconsin. DHS says respiratory illness activity is currently high in Wisconsin, and emergency department visits due to flu and respiratory viruses have also increased. DHS encourages everyone 6 months and older to get vaccinated against the flu and COVID-19. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will host 5 career fairs across the state over the coming weeks. The first is tomorrow in Eau Claire, followed by stops in Oshkosh, Milwaukee, Fitchburg, and Woodruff. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Sunshine this morning, mostly cloudy this afternoon. It'll be breezy and warmer today with a high of 41 this afternoon. Tonight it gets cold, down to 10 above tomorrow's high 15, and then we drop below zero and stay there through Tuesday afternoon. So get ready to bundle up. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, only $99 a month from BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
99.7
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily with the Cars. Shake it up on Max FM.
Shake it up. Dance on.
shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
'90s and more.
'99.7
Max FM.
Thank you.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music with Dave and Emily every morning right here on Max FM. We're going to take a quick look at our weather forecast, and we also have some breaking news as well. Today, partly sunny, a high of 40. We could see wind gusts up to 35 miles per hour, so it could be a little windy this afternoon, so probably will feel cooler, but 40 degrees. Tonight, we do have a chance of flurries, mostly cloudy, cooling down to 11. Saturday, sunny with a high of 15, wind chill values between 0 and 5 below. On Sunday, mostly sunny and cold, a high near 0. On Monday, partly sunny, a high of 1 below 0, wind chill values around 20 below 0, Emily. It's going to be chilly. That's all I can say about that.
Yeah, it is. Watch school closings that day. I mean, some schools are closed for MLK Junior Day. Some schools are not, but some schools may close because of that forecast. Because if the wind chill is, what, below a 20, below 20 below, I think they have to. I don't know. There's some, I think it depends on the school, but definitely keep that in mind. I think, you know, we'll be able to do some updates on that Monday morning if things are looking yucky out there.
Yeah, and it was interesting. I was doing a little bit of stuff on the internet this morning. I saw Adams Friendship Schools are actually closed today due to the high number of illnesses. So I just saw that pop up here as well. So that's not a good thing. And when they apparently have reached that threshold for the number of sick individuals in their schools, they have shut their schools down for today. So not a good thing. So I am looking at our wind chill value chart, and this is for next Monday. And it's going to be chilly. I'm looking at wind chill values anywhere from 20 below zero to 25 below zero throughout the day on Monday. So as I look into Tuesday, with the temperatures and the wind chill values, we're starting out with a wind chill value of negative 29 Tuesday morning. So, yeah, Tuesday schools could also be.
Yeah. I mean, when we grew up, Dave, right? Like, the schools, like, it was rare to have schools closed. Because
right.
But I remember when that started. And then, you know, we can do all the day. They're like, oh, when we went to school, we was, you know, 50 below zero. We didn't even have a hat. Like, we can do all
uphill
that.
Uphill both ways.
Yeah, yeah. Like, the whole, like, bragging rights thing. That's good. All fine and good. Except for the fact that literally temperatures like that are significantly dangerous and can be fatal. If you're not dressed correctly, if you're stuck outside, if you go outside with, like, you know, no hat, gloves, and jacket, which, I mean, some people don't have the right winter clothes, right? Like, mm-hmm. It's not a joke. So we can joke about it in terms of our, you know, old selves talking trash. But, like, in reality, I think it's a great thing that the schools say, hey, don't go outside. You know, it's okay to miss a day. And if somehow you can avoid the elements on those days, if you get an opportunity to, you know, work remotely for a few hours or take the day or, you know, whatever. I just protect yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and make the right decision for your kids and your family.
So, yeah, it's going to be cold. And so we want to warn everyone about that, because when you're seeing wind chill values in those ranges, you're not outside long. And again, the other thing we're going to both mention, because we're both pet lovers, don't leave your pets outside.
Yes.
If they need to go out, take them out there for a minute, be out there with them, but get them back inside, because that is too cold for them to be outside. If it's too cold for you to be outside, it's too cold for your pets to be outside.
Yeah, we're going to have to invest in some of those little boots, I think, for our dog, because he does the whole... I know, because you can picture this.
Pig.
I don't know.
But he needs them.
You know, he holds up his feet because he gets the ice in the paws, and I'll get it out right away. But the fact is, it happens enough that he, you know, so we'll have to see. Dogs hate those things, but once they get used to it, I mean, dogs out in the wild, not the wild, but dogs that live out in wild areas, they do. I mean, even like the Huskies that are doing the sledding,
they wrap their feet.
So yeah, absolutely. So I mean, it's not something too silly, except for when you think of King with like some bright red rubber boots.
That's what I was thinking of him dancing around on his back legs, front paws in the air with his boots on. That's the image I have in my head this morning, Emily.
I would take that with you the whole day. Just do it.
Yes.
I mean, it'll just keep making you smile.
It will.
If I get that on video, I will definitely post that, because that is a good image. Absolutely. 100%. 100%. So not a couple segue of, whatsoever, but
yeah, a couple of quick things that I do want to bring our listeners' attention to this morning. The first is problems with a third-party vendor that Capital One uses are affecting some bank customers' the ability to access money online and igniting anger on social media. The bank said in a statement to CNN that a technical issue experienced by a third-party vendor has temporarily impacted some of Capital One services, including payment processing, deposits, and its consumer and small business and commercial banks. So this started on Thursday. It's continuing through today. I've been looking at Down Detector, and there's some people using some explicit language to express their frustration that they're not able to pay bills. Yeah.
Well, I'm, like you said, not able to pay bills, not able to access your money. I mean, if anything infuriates me more is that is some kind of, you know, and I'm not going to get up on a soapbox, but a corporate situation who is holding your money. And basically there's all these, you know, hoops you have to jump through even to talk to someone to find out what's going on. And if that's affecting people in a bigger sense, and then they're going to turn around and say, throw a third party under the bus and say, oh, it's not our fault, but we have no control over this. And it's your money that you'd have access to for your business, for your life. I mean, that is unacceptable. So yeah, we're going to have to see how this rolls out. Like, people who are talking about it on social media with some colorful language, don't blame them.
Yep. And we did just get a text in from Chris. He said, minus 35 degree wind chill to close school per Department of Public Instruction. So there we go.
Oh, thank you 35 for that.
Well, below 35 wind chill.
That seems a little extreme.
It does.
20 is probably cold enough.
Yeah, what's the difference at that point? That's all I'm saying. It's cold.
Exactly. So. It's not safe, you know? Like, no. It's just not. Anyway. Off the soapbox with all the things. Just protect
exactly.
yourself.
Exactly. So, today is customer service day, and here's some tips for making your next interaction with a customer service rep a good one, because we know some people are upset with everything going on at Capital One this morning. And so, Emily, what do you see on our list of ways that could help get your issue resolved when calling customer service?
Sure. I'll just start with number one. I think this is a good one. Resist the urge to DM, direct message. It can get lost in the shuffle. Calling or sending an email has a better chance of being seen and responded to. Now, in saying that, emails can also get lost in the shuffle, and you may get an auto response, which is not leading you to a person. Calling is probably the best route, but plan to stay on hold. So either way, you might be ready to be frustrated. Remember, the person on the other end of the line, it's not their fault. They are just doing their job. Luckily for us, they are trained extensively on how to handle disgruntled people on the other end of the phone. So they've got their training, and they know what to do when you do something, this, that, and the other thing about complaining or being frustrated, because I am one of those people. I get very frustrated, especially, again, with people who say, well, we don't have any control over this, but it's affecting your life, right?
So
just try to call, though. There's always a phone number. And if there isn't a phone number on the site, that's because they don't want you to call them. But that doesn't mean you cannot Google customer service line for .. corporate, whatever. And there is a phone number. There is. The only ones that don't have phone numbers are Google.
Yeah, exactly.
No way to reach them.
No, there's
so
not.
Use them for what
trust
you can.
Me.
There's literally not a way to reach them. Nope, that's so weird. So, yeah, so, call straight away. Yep.
And you want to try to be doing your best to stay calm. Things can get heated on customer service calls when it doesn't go our way. But losing your cool just creates more stress for you and the person you're talking to. And it does not help get that resolution.
No, it doesn't. Also, come prepared before sending an email or picking up the phone. Have as much information lined up as possible, like an order number, or like if you bought the item online, or what, you know, if you have an account with this company, get your account number ready. They're going to need information because they're dealing with 70,000 calls coming in at once. They can't just know who you are because you called them, right? They need some information. So the less you have to make them wait to get into their system to find out what's going on, the better. I always get confused as to why when you do give them a whole lot of information, they seem to still not be able to find you sometimes. And then they just switch you to someone else. And then you got to start all over. That's what's really frustrating.
Yes, it is. Passing the proverbial block.
Literally. But I learned a new term when I was dealing with someone in corporate recently who was helping me out, like person to person. And I really appreciate her. It was with a big company, Verizon. And she stayed on the phone with me while I was transferred around to whomever was able to help with the next step. And she said directly to them, hey, so-and-so, make sure to do a warm transfer, meaning all the information needs to be passed while the actual like call is being transferred. So I really liked that. So now whenever I'm on with any customer service, I'm like, if you're going to transfer me, make it a warm transfer. You have all the information, put it in the notes. And they're like, oh, okay.
Nice.
You know, so yeah. Right.
I learned something today.
Pick up on those things. I was like, ooh, thank you. I like that one.
And here's the other thing. It's about being nice. It's the most important thing on our list. If there's a secret code to getting someone to do something you want, it just starts with being kind to them. And you and I always talk about be kind. It doesn't matter what it's about, who you're talking to, what you're doing. Please be kind.
Absolutely. I mean, my husband, Rob, who I mentioned, he's kind of a goofball. And he, you know, when we get on the phone with customer service, he says often like, boy, it gets you a long way not to be a beep, 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 blank, blank, blank. Because all of a sudden, the way that people respond to you, I mean, because they're used to dealing with jerks, right?
So right?
Even if you're frustrated, try to take a deep breath, stay calm, and be nice. And it is helpful. And if there's ways to get ahead of the game by using the, quote, warm transfer, having your information ready, that's going to make their job easier, in which case they will be able to help you more quickly.
Yeah, most definitely. And I learned something. Warm transfer. Got to remember that. So, all right, yeah. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:40, and we're going to talk about calendar days.
All right. Sounds like a plan, Dave.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Four legends in music, Elvis, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee Lewis, come together for a special performance as One Night in Memphis on Tuesday, January 21st at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells. This matinee performance with lunch stars former cast members of the Broadway smash Million Dollar Quartet and is sure to keep you entertained. Lunch is served at 1 with the show starting at 2:30. Get tickets today at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. Also coming in January are tributes to The Doors, Aerosmith, and two big shows by the original Broadway cast of Jersey Boys. From country to oldies and pop to rock, you'll find the best tribute bands in the country at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells. And with 70 concerts planned for the year at the Legacy Dinner Theater, there's sure to be something of interest. See the complete list of upcoming shows and purchase tickets today at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
One of Wisconsin's most beloved brands is back, and for the first time ever in Wisconsin Dells, serving up the original double-decker hamburger, the Big Boy. Come in and get it one of three different ways, California, Ohio, or Wisconsin. Check out the world's largest collection of Big Boy statues. Get your picture with their green and gold Big Boy, or one of the other iconic characters. And join them every Friday for their delicious seafood buffet. Big Boy in Wisconsin Dells. Open Monday through Friday, 11 to 8. Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 7.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day, Purple Lotus Studio. Enjoy a photo session for yourself or give your special Valentine a beautiful portrait taken by Rhonda at Downtown Baraboo's Purple Lotus Studio. Get in touch with your inner goddess, posing for your image after being pampered with a hair and makeup session. Included in this mini session, receive 3 fully edited digital images. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $500 gift certificates for just $250 today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Max FM. Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you, but I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play because I play them too. Oh, when that love comes.
gotta have faith. Ooh, I gotta have faith. Because you gotta have faith, faith, faith. I gotta have faith, faith, faith.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It's time to go tub thumping with Chumbawamba 827 on Friday morning on Max FM. '90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM. Shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Today's big deal of the day, half off a $500 certificate towards a mini photo shoot session at Purple Lotus Studio. Today and today only, that certificate is just $250. Purple Oak Studio is a portrait photography business in downtown Baraboo. This certificate is also a mobile device certificate, so you do not have to wait for us to send it to you. Again, this $500 certificate towards a mini photo shoot is just $250 today and today only. There are limited quantities available, so if this is something you're interested in, you want to go over to maxfmbigdeals.com and get that in your cart now, because there is a limited number available. This is a limited time offer today and today only. Speaking of today only, Baraboo Boys Thunderbirds boys basketball is back tonight. We're excited. The Baraboo Boys won their fifth game in a row on Tuesday night. They're going for number 6 against Stoughton tonight at 7 p.m. We will have that game right here on 99.7 Max FM in Baraboo. If you're in the Reedsburg area, 103.7, as well as streaming online at max.fm or download the free Civic Media app. Look for 99.7 Max FM, tap on Max and Mouse, and stream that game wherever you're at. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
Being part of a team means knowing you have support when you need it most. This is Kathy Mackesy, and at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we understand the value of being surrounded by a strong team. That's why our personal bankers are committed to providing personalized financial solutions for all your deposit and banking needs. Select Bank of Wisconsin Dells to be part of your trusted financial team.
Member FDIC.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
Legendary baseball broadcaster Bob Uecker is dead, losing his battle with cancer at the age of 90. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Uecker played for the Milwaukee Braves and called games for the Brewers for 54 years. Team owner Mark Attanasio.
You know, it's going to be very hard to not see him the first day of spring training. It's going to be very hard to go into the booth and not see him. It's going to be very hard to walk through that ballpark, hear a voice calling the game that's not his.
Packers GM Brian Gutekunst said the time to compete for championships is now. He said the Packers have a bunch of proven NFL players, but they need to avoid getting complacent. With the Packers struggling to get more consistent pressure on opposing quarterbacks, head coach Matt LaFleur fired team's defensive line coach Jason Rebrovich yesterday. Bears getting close to hiring their next coach. Fox Sports reporting that Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson and former Cowboys and Packers head coach Mike McCarthy are the two finalists for the position. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
Sunshine this morning, mostly cloudy this afternoon. It'll be breezy and warmer today with a high of 41 this afternoon. Tonight it gets cold, down to 10 above tomorrow's high 15, and then we drop below zero and stay there through Tuesday afternoon. So get ready to bundle up. Get the bathroom you've always wanted. Only $99 a month from BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. 8:35 on Friday morning. You know, we get to play some great music here. This is one that I've been looking forward to all morning. It's the damn Yankees. High Enough on Max and FM.
I don't want to hear about it anymore. It's a shame I've got to live without you anymore. There's a fire in my heart, a pounding in my brain, it's driving me crazy.
talk about it anymore. Yesterday is just a memory. Can we close the door? I just made one mistake. I didn't know what to say when you called me.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. 8:40 on Friday morning. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is Friday, January 17th, Emily, and it is time for calendar days.
Yes, it is. There are some interesting ones. I'm going to go ahead and tell you the one that I like the best because of the picture. Ditch New Year's resolution day, everyone. Grab some ice cream, skip that workout, and spend more time on your phone. Don't do any of those things. This is just what I'm reading. Don't shoot the messenger.
Right.
The pictures of this guy very excitedly just tearing up.
Tearing it up.
Like, no, I'm done. Yeah, so that's a good one. I like that one because it's funny, but, you know, try to stick to your resolutions or, you know. Also, it's great to have a cheat day. Whatever. Do whatever you want today. It's Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday.
In lieu of that, it's also Day of Judgment Day. So go on, be your own judge and make up the rules this Day of Judgment. So again, there's some like saying like be footloose today. Just go for it. I don't know.
Well, I like this one. It's National Popeye Day. Let's take a stroll through one of the most popular comic character or cartoons of our lifetime. And the picture of Popeye on there is great. And, of course, I saw National Hot Buttered Rum Day. Enjoy the best in fall and winter. Hot buttered rum is a comfort food in a mug.
I like that. That looks delicious. What also looks delicious here, and obviously we know I'm a fan of spicy things, National Hotheads Chili Day. Make your meals extra hot today and celebrate National Hotheads Chili Day with us. Now, if we want to take that to a different level of hotheadedness, that is a different international day of celebration of celebrating people with short fuses, short tempers, and hot heads. So anywho, not talking about anybody here or anyone I know at all. We'll move along. And what else do we got here? We got cable car day. What? Cable cars are one of the greenest modes of transportation. Read on to find out why. If you'd like to find out why, go ahead and let us know or just look it up, because there's some cool stuff. Cable cars are really interesting, and they've got a picture of like a car on like a line in the middle of the mountains, really way up high.
Way up there.
I've never been on a cable car. I've been on like a gondola situation, which is similar. But this looks really kind of scary and awesome.
Yeah. I like National. I'm going to go with National Bootleggers Day. Raise your glasses. We celebrate those who took risks to keep the good times rolling. I'm not on a theme with alcohol today at all, but it falls right into International We're Not Broken Day. And we want to pause and take a moment to think about someone that may be traumatized or injured physically or emotionally. And that's something that is definitely very important to think about as well. We did mention it was Customer Service Day. I think we've covered that one immensely. And you know, I got to go back to National Hot Buttered Rum Day. Do you know how to make that, Emily?
Let's see. Have I made it before? I don't know. No, I have been involved with someone who is making it with all the different parts, like with the cinnamons and the nutmegs and all the things. And so I've watched, and then you actually do use butter, I believe.
Wow. Okay.
So yeah, you have to heat up stuff. It's a process. So I've watched it done. I have not made it.
Okay.
When it's done correctly. Oof. That's good stuff. So maybe this is something we should plan on for Monday and Tuesday, because it's going to be
well, it'd be great for the holiday party, too.
I mean, if you get up at 4 in the morning, like if normal people go to work at 9 and they say, right, like it's 5 o'clock somewhere, if you go to work at 4 a.m., I mean, for you, right, it's like noon, right? Like,
exactly. Like, I'm going to use that today as my excuse. it's noon, and it's, you know, it's been a full day. So I definitely saw that one. So we got to get off that. Did you see any others that you wanted to talk about for today?
Well, I do like the National Kid Inventors Day. Kid geniuses are all around us. Take a day to celebrate and learn more. Kids are always putting stuff together. And, you know, if they mix what they're learning, you know, in the world versus what they, you know, some of the stuff they're getting at school and then some of the stuff they're getting online, like there is just, it's just endless and priceless what they're putting together. So pay attention, because when they're sharing something with you, like, hey, do you think it, like, here's the classic statement. Do you think it would work if ... or I think I figured out how this works, ... If it can't say that to you, stop what you're doing and listen, because they have something figured out that we do not understand. And it's real. And a lot, you know, kids oftentimes, not, you know, back in the day for sure, but like nowadays a little bit better, you know, they kind of just get the, oh, kids, sure, whatever you say kind of thing, you know, rather than get that full attention from the adults. These are the people that are going to be making the decisions and inventing the things. So they also have a different perspective, and they see things more clearly because they're not distracted by the grown-upping and adulting that we have to deal with. So randomly, it's also International Fetish Day. We'll just make of that what we want to. There's a cool picture going along with that. That is up to you to comprehend.
And yeah, that was interesting, to say the least.
There's all kinds of stuff out there. You know, that's not what this radio show is for, but you can go find that out on your own. And then today, the big one is Benjamin Franklin Day, today, January 17th. So lots to learn about a good old Benjamin Franklin. Why he's on the, what, he's on the $100 bill, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't have any in my wallet. If it's on the dollar bill, I can
never
look.
Seen
but
one,
that's,
huh?
Yeah. No, I did take a sneak peek. I had to look and see what tomorrow, January 18th, was. And I just was curious, because I kind of sometimes will look at those. And there was a couple that were interesting for January 18th. Tomorrow's soup swap day. So you can swap your soup with your friends. So you make soup and then they try yours and vice versa. The other was kind of interesting. It's National Gourmet Coffee Day. So I just like regular coffee. But the one that caught my attention, the reason I clicked on January 18th, is tomorrow's Winnie the Pooh Day. And that definitely is the reason I clicked on that. I thought originally it was today. It is tomorrow. And that's how I ended down that rabbit hole, because Winnie the Pooh has been a childhood favorite for generations. This was originally created in 1926, and his stories have sparked wholesome, honey-loving childhood dreams for nearly a century now. So,
that's crazy.
I know.
So I had no idea. I thought it was maybe like in the 50s, but whoa, 26. Holy moly.
That is cool. You know, I thought the same as you. And then, of course, I clicked on the 19th, and I have to mention this one. On Sunday, January 19th, National Popcorn Day. Anyone want to guess what Dave's favorite food is?
Popcorn?
Mm-hmm. Yep. One of them.
I did not know that. Oh.
Yes, popcorn. I love
like all
popcorn.
Kinds? Like you got caramel corn, cheese corn, or is it just like the straight up popcorn?
Straight
like
up popcorn, you know.
Straight up popcorn, yo.
Yep. I'm the guy who will make it in the microwave at the office if I can get away with it. Of course, I don't have a microwave in my new office, but I'll have to figure that out because I definitely love myself some popcorn. So, and it's not like I'm going to put a popcorn machine
there,
in
so
my
you
office.
Can, you can use our microwave. We also have a popcorn machine at Great Day. So, popcorn machine. Yes.
Ooh.
Like the kind that like dumps the popcorn, like in the movie theater. We have, it's on wheels. Like
what?
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, man. All right. Party time, excellent. We're definitely having a popcorn party.
We are. Can you imagine just having popcorn during the morning show?
I mean, yeah, actually, I can't. Popcorn is like pizza. You can just eat it whenever. I mean, it's not a meal. It's not, it's just, you don't have to be hungry. You don't have to be full. You don't have to be any of the things. It's just popcorn. It's for your mouth. It's not for anything
right.
else. It's just salty treat.
Buttery. Salty, buttery treat. That's the part that I love about it. And when I saw that was on Sunday, I'm like, I had to mention those because Winnie the Pooh, until I clicked on it and saw that it was from 1926, I'm like, wow, he's been around for a while. It's kind of neat.
That's really sweet. I want to leave you guys with an image for you. You know the moment in Winnie the Pooh when he is trying to get through the tree to get the honey, I think?
Yes.
And he's got his face, you know, and part of his front end through the hole, but his back end, because he's Winnie the Pooh, he's shaped like a pear. It's not going through, and he's like stuck, and he's trying to get his. Well, I have a cat who does that. He's very much shaped like a pear. Similarities about him and Winnie the Pooh are all day. He's very curious and adventurous and not super smart all the time. So if you want to transfer that image of beautiful Winnie the Pooh being stuck halfway through trying to get a sweet, that's legit what my cat Tiger does to get stuff that he's not supposed to have, and he gets stuck. So anyhow, leaving you with that lovely image.
That's a great image. That's awesome.
I'll get a picture of it someday and get it up, but you can picture a picture in your head. That's what's wonderful about the brain. It's got a lot of ability to imagine that on its own. So
most
definitely. Happy weekend, everyone. Happy weekend, and enjoy the nice weather today, and get ready to be cold starting on Sunday.
Yeah, and we'll definitely, you and I will be back on Monday morning. So if there are school cancellations, delays, etc., you and I will keep tabs on those. Now, not everyone has school because it's MLK Day Monday. You and I will be here doing our normal thing. So we will keep tabs on that Monday and even into Tuesdays. So we will monitor that for everyone. And obviously, if you do have a closing, cancellation, delay, whatever the case may be next Monday or Tuesday, feel free to text those into us, 608-355-9970. We'll be sure to let everyone know about those. And we keep tabs on that. You can even put it in over the weekend if it's something happening on Monday. I am here on Sunday nights for a little while, as well as Wendy. So we do keep tabs on that. So if there's a closing you want us to pass along, please do so. Let us know, because we do know it's going to be cold Monday and Tuesday. Things warm back up on Wednesday. We're looking forward to that. And I'm going to have an extra blanket on, I think, on Monday. That's my plan, Emily.
Yeah, I'm talking about a heated blanket. It's changed my experience this winter. It's a heated blanket. So my son walks around with his heated blanket like wrapped around him all the time. So
that's awesome.
A blanket and a cord. It's awesome. It feels great. I mean, especially on cold days like that, it's good for the joints, good for the bones, good for the. However you can keep yourself warm, do so, because it will be dangerous outside. So if you have to get out, cover yourself appropriately, you know, make a good choice for yourself and for your family. Safe for getting outside during those type of temperatures, because it will be cold. But we will be on the radio to share about school closings and weather changes as always.
Yeah, most definitely. We'll be back with you on Monday. Emily, thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
Yes, you too, Dave. Have a great Friday and a great weekend. Talk to you Monday.
Talk to you Monday. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Are you ready to build a great career with great people this year? Explore opportunities at Teal Plastics, where they make products matter and make lives better. Teal is hosting a job fair on Tuesday, January 16th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, January 18th from 9 a.m. to noon at 1060 Teal Court in Baraboo. Teal offers competitive wages starting at up to $22.90 per hour. For more information or to apply online, visit their website, teal.com. That's TEEL.com. See you at the job fair. Teal is an equal opportunity employer.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day, Purple Lotus Studio. Enjoy a photo session for yourself or give your special Valentine a beautiful portrait taken by Rhonda at downtown Baraboo's Purple Lotus Studio. Get in touch with your inner goddess, posing for your image after being pampered with a hair and makeup session. Included in this mini session, receive 3 fully edited digital images. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $500 gift certificates for just $250 today only at Max FM Big Deals.
99.7 Max FM.
Shout to the heart, and you're to blame, darling. You give love a bad name.
Ooh.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
It's a death row pardon, 2 minutes too late. And isn't it ironic, don't you think? It's like rain on your wedding day. It's a free ride when you've already paid. It's the good advice that you just did.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
Listen.